Let's Talk Culture Podcast. Yes, DJ Intricate. I'm back with another episode, man. We got to keep these episodes going. I hope everybody out there is having a good day, good afternoon. First topic I'm going to get into is, let's talk about the R. Kelly latest proceedings. So, I'm sure y'all all know, he had that interview with Mrs. Gayle. Where he flipped out. He started screaming, saying, "Y'all trying to kill me," and this and that. It was really, I would say for me to, what I got from it was, I kind of felt hurt more than anything, you know. Not that I ever chose a side yet, or that I will choose a side, but what I was hurt about was the humiliation of this black man that I was seeing in front of my face. Not only the humiliation he put upon himself, but I also felt, to a certain extent, he was put into a setup thing. At no time during this interview did I get positive vibes. And then after it was all over, and what I heard afterwards, and how the reporters went into it, it definitely, I feel like, wasn't a business, and I don't think it was a smart move for him to do in the first place. I think he was better off just staying quiet until the trial popped off. You feel me? Like, because it was a lot of things that was said, and a lot of things they can pull out in court. So, they could pull that tape back out and use something as crazy as his body gestures. And his mannerisms and how he carried himself during that interview in a manner to where they could say, okay, if you act like this with a woman and it's televised, imagine how you act when you're not around a TV and you in closed doors with these women. Do you stand over these women like that? You know? Do you have the same mannerisms? Are you this aggressive? And that's dangerous, man. So I kind of feel like he set himself up for failure with that, man. And it's a shame, because we all know dude was a legend, and it's just a shame, you know? So, we'll see how that unfold. Let's see. What else I want to talk about, man? Y'all got to listen to all the past episodes. It's getting better and better, you know? Just working on our technique and bringing in different guests, different people that's down, and just having fun with the podcast thing, feel me? Like, it's starting to really become something to do. It's really fun. It's positive, you know? It's an outlet. Feel me? And also, if any artists, entrepreneurs, businessmen, ladies, comedians, actors, any of that, any of y'all want to hop on the show, all you got to do is email me at flyboyint@gmail.com. Once again, it's flyboyint@gmail.com. Hit me up, let me know, and we can set it up, and the rest is history, you know? Okay, so now, next thing I want to talk about is, what happened with the, so, the latest news I'm just hearing, Kanye is being sued by EMI, which is, I believe, a publishing company. Now, this is the thing about this. This is the thing about it. Okay, we all know maybe months ago when Kanye was ranting and raving about not being a slave and this and that. And this is like karma for you, man. Because you said you went into all that. You went hammer. You made your point. It's kind of like a Dame Dash thing where y'all talking about forget being a slave and we not slaves and we never were slaves and this and that type of stuff. And then, you know what I'm saying, society turns around and bites both of these guys in the ass. Just like Dame Dash, you know, talking all that stuff about wealth and not being a slave and, you know, basically being an entrepreneur and creating your own, which ain't bad, but it at the end of the day, it bit him in the ass too. Because he recently had to turn himself in for some child support issues. So it's just crazy, man. It's crazy out here, man. So I just want my people to stay awake when it comes to stuff like this. But with the Kanye thing, it's so crazy, man. The contract he actually signed, I believe states he can never retire from making music, making albums, as far as EMI go. Never. Did you hear that? So how, oh my God, you signed a slave contract, bruh. Never, you can never just sit and chill. Now, with that being said, like, if you, like me, music is therapy for me. Not even music, but creating music is sort of a therapy for me. I love the process. When I'm creating music, I'm in a better space. I feel better about myself personally. It helps me with my issues. Now, Kanye may be the same. Maybe he knew that when he signed the contract. But the thing is, if he knew that when he signed the contract, why would he go on some slave rants when you're enslaved to EMI until indefinitely? Like, indefinitely. It's a wrap. You couldn't. They said it's in his contract. He could never retire. And because he said so, I guess it was, they filed a suit because that's what he stated he was going to do, I guess. I'm not sure where that comes in at. But, yeah, man. Word is EMI is suing Kanye West. And that is just crazy. The most crazy part about that, like I said, is that the contract states you can never retire. And it just, maybe that's common, I'm not sure. I haven't went through that many contracts in my life, maybe a couple. And I surely didn't see nothing that said you can never retire, which, you know, which was clearly put in there. They said it was in there, so that's it, man. Give me y'all opinion. Stay tuned in. We're going to keep these episodes moving. Sorry for the pause. We had to, you know, get our ducks in a row. We back with it. So y'all stay tuning in. Let's talk culture. DJ Intricate. I'm out.